Great. All right, we'll call to order the March meeting of the Historic Preservation Committee. The first item is adoption of the agenda. We've had a few requests to add a few things. First is to add an agenda item regarding an HPC alternate member. And
that's fine. I just keep going.
Oh, keep going. Should we approve the agenda then?
Well, no. Here's the point I want to make. This body and PZC sometimes gets into new business through member items. I think it's important to catch those things like you're doing tonight on the front end and amend the agenda to include them as new business. If you're going to vote on something or take some action, let's amend the agenda and not let it sneak in as a member item.
Okay. What you're saying is we should move member items up to the top.
No.
What he's saying is I should have remembered to email y'all last week.
What I'm saying is he wants to deal with HPC alternate. Add that as a new
agenda item. Okay. What about, because one of our member items we always end up talking about is changing the next month's meeting.
No,
that can continue as a member item. Okay, all right.
But the general
comment
is that we shouldn't just, if there's something we want to talk about, like I have a couple things, we should amend the agenda.
Well, you have
to just throw it out of the member.
You have to kind of make a decision. If it's going to be significant enough and if there's a possibility that you might discuss and vote on it, amend the agenda. Otherwise, bring it in as a member item and say, hey, you know, we need to start discussing this. Let's put it on the agenda for next month.
Okay, voting on it is a major issue.
Or a serious discussion, I'd say.
Or a serious discussion.
Yeah. Is there
All right, here's Dave. So.
Go ahead. Do you want to amend the agenda for anything?
No, okay. not for this one.
All right. Okay, with that change, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do you want to wait? Did you say Tony or Dave out there?
That's Tony coming.
Okay.
Back up a minute. Did you make a motion to amend and did somebody adopt it that second that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who seconded it for the minute?
Motion made, seconded.
All right. Bill's already.
Okay. All right. David is still arriving from Florida. Not sure when he's going to get in back in. So, do we need to make a motion to excuse David from today's meeting?
I make a motion in the event that he does not make the meeting to be excused.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Passes. Next item is the approval of the meeting minutes for February 11th, 2020. I was not present for that meeting, so I will abstain on that one. But we do have a quorum to pass that.
Having chaired this one and finished it in 8 minutes, I move that the minutes be approved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay. Public comments.
Seeing no public.
No public comments. Okay, very good. Old business. All right, the report for designation of the Downtown Curie Beach Historic Overlay District, again, as everybody knows, that was put together. The preliminary was approved by the HPC at the February meeting. That was basically sent to the attorney with the idea of maybe making some editorial changes at the front end, at which time it was to be passed on to the town council. I received the revision from the attorney, and the next day went ahead and forwarded to the town council and everybody via email to make sure that it was going to be on the next agenda. And that has been done. Having read it again, I noticed that there's a few more typos in it. So if anybody catches typos on the commission, if you read it or want any very, very minor changes, you know, typo changes, just let me know. And I will plan on being at the town council meeting when I'm sure that will be discussed. And you also saw my email, which kind of laid out the steps that the town council and the HPC need to go through. It was pointed out to me by the attorney that actually there's an additional step in there, that any zoning changes actually technically has to go through the P&Z process. So if in fact the town, you know, we get a positive comment back from the state, Then technically it would go to the P&Z, is that correct? For our recommendation?
Designating a historic district is done by amending the zoning code, and any amendment to the zoning code first has to be reviewed by PCC.
Okay, so technically it would come back to the P&Z, or P&Z. We would then review that and then pass and forward our recommendation to the town council
to
do the overlay district.
And a consistency statement, just like we do for the text amendments.
It'd actually be perhaps even a little more complicated because technically this is an overlay district, so we'd have to have the proper wording for the overlay district rather than just designating B1 as a...
Yeah, we'll have to draft the amendment.
Draft the amendment,
just
okay.
Just treat the whole thing like a text amendment to Chapter 15.
Okay, all right.
When we get it back, I'll draft that and... bring them, we'll schedule
it
for review and report.
Okay. All right, is there any other discussion about the report that's been passed on to the town council? Nope. Okay. New business, I guess the agenda item that we put as a HPC alternate member. Is there a discussion as to whether we need one or who it should be or anything like that?
I'd like to make a motion that the committee does not adopt an alternative member for this operation, since we are in fact temporary ourselves until the final decision is made and the town appoints a committee. I don't see the necessity of having an additional person here for that.
I guess that turns on whether you all consider yourselves temporary or permanent, which brings to mind a whole bunch of things.
When we took this job on, we understood that this would be temporary until it's approved, and then the town would decide who the permanent commissioner members are.
Now, they may approve the same group, but it would be the town that would, the council that would have a...
Let me make a recommendation to you. If I understand what you're saying, it all depends on council moving forward as recommended. In that event, if that's the case, then I would request that we draw up an ordinance that formally establishes the HPC as an ongoing body and sets forth its charter. That's pretty standard procedure for a council creating a public body. We can pass that on to council. So the point's well taken. Do you need it at this time? Do you need an alternate at this time? Because you're not going to be doing any COAs, for example, until you get to that point.
No.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Need a second.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? None. New business, is there any additional new business? Nothing on the agenda other than the alternate discussion? Hearing none, is there any member items? Usually we discuss about the next meeting, next month's meeting. Is there any conflicts that people have with the first Wednesday in April?
Good.
So that's the first.
That was April 1st.
Yep. That is the first Wednesday. Nothing like having a meeting on April Fool's Day.
The only thing I would raise, well, actually, we wouldn't get any response. I wonder if the HPC even needs to meet until we get a response from the state.
Well, if council wants us to do something more...
That's true.
If they send it back and say, well, okay, we'd like you to look at this...
Change it. Okay, yeah, you're right.
They probably ought to have it on the agenda in case it...
And maybe even cancel it if they don't want us to do anything. Okay, all right, that's fine. So there's no conflicts, we'll assume that we will meet on April 1st at 6 o'clock for our next meeting. Any other member items? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.